Report: prestigious law school publishes transgender students' rants about gavel dildos, sex with Trumpies. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on June 12, 2023. A transgender law student who attended the prestigious Northwestern Pritzker School of Law reportedly complained about his white bitchy psychologist as part of his application and went on to write about dildos and having sex with Trumpies in the school's law journal. Ashani Chokshi, a man who identifies as a woman, was accepted into Northwestern, in part, due to a personal statement in which he disparaged his white bitchy psychologist who diagnosed him with mental illness, according to documents reviewed by Daily Wire. Chicago's Northwestern School of Law is ranked number 10 on U.S. News' list of top law schools in the country. Chokshi wrote in his statement, "This is the story of the time I overcome a crippling misdiagnosis by a white bitchy psychologist. It is also the story of how I came to terms with myself as a transgender woman. It puts me in the cliched paradox of having to prove my sanity to you. Something I like to think I already did for my undergraduate thesis and didn't intend on repeating for anyone, especially not a bunch of lawyers. You see, I fell into the Western lack of space when a white woman misdiagnosed me with other psychosis and possible schizophrenia, a fate all too common for trans women of color. For the cherry on top, she told me that I would never get into any law school, especially not Harvard, due to my cannabis use. As I had just smoked a joint before coming into the office, this frightened me. My verbal fluency was essentially unmatchable. My overall intelligence, very superior. And my emotional intelligence, extraordinary. A black woman who did my initial intake revolted against her boss's misdiagnosis. She did not see my pain as psychotic, but real. She re-diagnosed me with the holy trinity of anxiety, depression, and PTSD. The psychologist's differing diagnoses, literally black and white, is a poetic microcosm of American racial consciousness. Once admitted to the school, Chokshi won the MLK Dream Week Chicago Campus Oratorical Contest, despite routinely spamming the entire student body with mundane emails. Chokshi would often send emails to a listserv that included every member of the student body, one of which said, "It is not the judge's tongue but his CK which reigns, sick," according to Daily Wire. Chokshi also requested donations of $5,000 and $10,000 from the entire student body for his birthday. At one point, Chokshi got into a feud with one of the school's professors after she asked him to step away from the doorway while he was smoking a cigarette. Chokshi reportedly called law professor Tanya Jacobia F. King bitch before ultimately apologizing to her in an email Daily Wire noted was seemingly forced. "This was not a smoking incident, this was verbal abuse combined with sexist epithets and bullying conduct," Jacobi wrote in response to Chokshi's email. "I have made Northwestern's Office of Equity aware of the situation because it meets the criteria for discriminatory and harassing conduct based on a protected category." Chokshi then took the feud to the entire student body, emailing his classmates, saying the professor harassed him. "I dispute that there was any harassment, and certainly I had no interaction with you that had any relationship to you being trans," Jacobi wrote in an email to Chokshi. "This claim and the implication it carries can only do considerable harm to the important cause of promoting the rights of trans persons. I read that email as you crying wolf." Chokshi then urged his classmates to spam Jacobi's inbox in an email denigrating her as a white woman. Daily Wire reported, "Unfortunately, I've been compelled to email the whole listserv again about my experience at the hands of a faculty member," it began. Chokshi claimed that Dean Kimberly A. Yuriko had taken his side against Jacobi and written to him to say, "I, in addition to communicating to Tanya Jacobi that her behavior was uncivil, inappropriate, and out of line, I will also instruct her not to contact you. I will also speak with Tanya about the myriad power dynamics at play between the two of you and ensure she is mindful of those dynamics and does not use them to her unfair advantage." Chokshi asked students to flood Jacobi's inbox to educate her about the ways white women weaponize their hurt feelings to demonize women of color, and especially trans women of color, to paint us as aggressive whenever we resist ill treatment by their hands. They should also email Dean Yuriko, asking for radical changes to the structure, culture, and approach to leadership at the law school. If students decline to do this, Please refrain from offering me your sympathies. Honestly, I'm f-king tired, Chalk, she wrote. The school's identity groups, such as the Black Law Students Association, wrote an open letter doing as Chokshi instructed. Chokshi published an article in August 2021 in the Northwestern University Law Review, the school's most competitive journal, in which he explained how he closed arguments in a mock trial by highlighting his status as a trans woman. In closing, I would like to note that I am a trans woman of color and so you should decide for me, Chokshi reportedly wrote. Northwestern School of Law ultimately rewarded Chokshi with his own law journal, the Northwestern Law Journal des Refus, in April 2022, 1 month before his graduation, in which he likened judges' gavels to dildos. Last month, the Journal of Criminal Law and Criminology belatedly published his paper about having sex with seven Trumpies, Daily Wire revealed. I invited them into my bed. The boys. Seven of them I know for sure were Trumpies, many others I can only hazard a guess, Chokshi's paper read. The second of my seven Trumpies told me conspiracies about Jews as I lay naked in his lap, it said. My third Trumpy had a framed picture of Bannon on his piano. He would FK me furiously and never climax. I see all the Jew skeptic, black fearing, tranny FKing Trumpies talking eloquently about how the lack of respect for law and order is the main thing as they vote for the man who has never submitted to neither law nor woman. I see genocide in our future, the paper continued. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.